Got a bit of a theme here today on talking about money. It is not the favorite topic for the 7 or 8 billion people who live on the planet Earth. But if the answer to the question, how often do you talk about it, is never, it may be because you consider money to be something that's taboo. You shouldn't talk about it very much. Shauna Compton-Game is a certified financial planner and the host of Millennial Money. It is a podcast where she talks about some of the more difficult, some of the more confronting money topics on your behalf, asks questions of experts on your behalf. And she's here now to tell us more about the show and what listeners can learn from it. Hello there.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. I first want to know why on earth you decided to start the Millennial Money podcast. Why?
Such a good question. And it's, of course, like anything, an interesting story. I started the podcast 6 years ago, right before podcasts really started popping. So there wasn't a whole lot of competition, which was great, but I'd written an article about smart money moves to make in your 20s and 30s that ended up going viral. And so I thought, there's something to this. And I'm in that weird spot myself between millennial and Gen X, kind of in that nowhere land. And I thought, you know what? I want to create a podcast where I'm really speaking to my younger self, if I will, and really talk about money the way I like to talk about it. And so that was really how the podcast was formed. It was just one day, I'm going to start a podcast. And I think that Friday, I launched the show. And here we are 6 years later.
That's great. And did you record the first episode in your dining room or in your walk-in closet?
It was actually in the dining room.
Nice.
And I had a little mood lighting going on. So, you know, created a little bit of atmosphere, but had no idea what I was doing. So
what would you say is different about the millennial mindset, the millennial demographic? How do you speak to millennials differently than if you were talking to an audience full of Gen X's or boomers?
Well, what we'd like to say on the show is that millennial is really a mindset. So it's not necessarily an age specific. It's a way of thinking about things differently. That's the way I like to approach it. Now, of course, the majority of our listeners are between 20 and 45, but we have listeners in their 60s, 70s, 80s, even listening to the show. Mm. So I think it's asking questions. It's being inquisitive. It's not taking everything at face value. And it's also being open to life on your terms, life that looks different. You know, most millennials don't work the typical 30-year corporate job. Yeah. They have lots of different jobs and side hustles and this and that. And so it's really talking about money from like a holistic approach, because I say that money touches every aspect of your life. Yeah. And so we need to talk about all those aspects, not just like how to invest, right? We need to talk about it from a wider perspective. And so that's really what I've just tried to do on the show.
Without a doubt, the best episode you have ever produced is entitled How to Move to Canada and Get a Second Passport. So I saw that. I was like, oh my God, that's the best episode ever. And what did you learn in that episode? Are Americans like going to rush our borders? That was probably pre-pandemic that you taped it.
No, it was actually recently, believe it or not. Oh. Well, I've always had this curiosity about moving abroad and how to do it and where to go.
And count as abroad. No, you should watch Emily in Paris. That's going to set your sights on a very different location.
Oh, trust me. Paris is top on that list.
Okay, all right.
But Brandon came to me, who is this immigration expert for Canada. It was just such an amazing conversation about learning about Canada and the differences between the US and Canada money-wise. And then how do you actually do that? Because people threw out for so many years that they're just going to move to Canada. And so I wanted to do an episode about like, how does this actually really work? So right. I thought it was interesting.
And you live in LA. There is nowhere in our country that has that climate. Nowhere.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm actually leaving LA. So call
me
crazy.
Where are you going?
Oh, this will be a sneak peek, but Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, fantastic. I hear it's gorgeous there. That we have climates that are similar to that. So that's good. You're gradually moving to Canada. You're like sneaking up the East Coast now, and you're practically here. You also did a great episode on cryptocurrency with Kevin Mirko, I think his name was. And I expected, when I clicked on the episode, I expected I was gonna be like blockchain this and digital ledger that. It was not where you began. In fact, his lesson on crypto and training crypto, the part that really stood out for me, is that you're training yourself to sit on your hands. Yeah. How did that interview unfold for you? What did you learn for yourself?
Man, I loved talking to Kevin. He could have talked to me for hours and hours. In fact, he offered to come back for, you know, as many times as I would have him to talk about whether it's cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or just anything about money. He just loves to talk about money that much. But I think, you know, he just had so many great lessons. And what I wanted to do in that episode was really break it down so that cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, whatever it might be, made sense to just everybody, not just people who are super sophisticated. And I think that's really important. And also, I love what you pointed out too about sitting on your hands, but also recognizing when there might be a wealth opportunity. And how do you set parameters around that for yourself so that you kind of shut out the noise, but you can still really maximize it? So yeah, there's going to be another cryptocurrency interview coming next week as well that will kind of piggyback on this with a different expert. So I'm really excited.
What's your personal view? Are you in on the trend?
I think so. Yeah. You know, I think it's definitely warranted for a small maybe portion of your portfolio, but I really see like we're moving in this direction. Like we're moving into a different way of doing money. And I think it's at least worth knowing what this is and how it's moving and changing throughout the years. But yes, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I recently bought the Bitcoin exchange traded fund because I thought, yes, you know, from a research standpoint, I'm not going to trade it, but I can invest in it and sit on my hands. I will sit on my hands. Let me ask you this. You've interviewed a lot of people. I mean, in podcast land, 6 years is an epic arc. What is an interview that surprised you? It surprised you in terms of the insight or the approach or the wisdom that you gleaned from that conversation?
Well, I'm not sure there's one particular, but what I really love is when people are willing to open up and share their money story, which is how they think, act, and feel about money, and then how that translates in their life and in what they do and in their outlook. Because I feel like, as you mentioned, we don't talk about money. You and I do, but most people don't. And so having these really open, candid conversations that people can learn from, I think is really, really important. We always talk about the successes around money, but we also need to talk about the stuff that's a little sticky and how we all maneuver through it. So I try to get each guest to kind of go in that direction a little bit. And I find that's really what people can relate to.
How have you carved yourself into two separate people in the last 12 months? And I'll say that I'm just assuming that you've had to do it because I've certainly had to do it. We are living in a world where the haves have a surplus they have never had in their lives before. And they do have challenges. It's not that they don't have challenges, but finances are not one of them because there's nothing to spend their money on and they're working from home, probably in a white collar job. And there are the have-nots who ran a bodega or a restaurant or a business that has been completely crushed by the pandemic. How do you toggle between those two very different realities?
That's such a good question. And I wish I had a real good answer, except that I just keep doing what I'm doing, which is sharing about money from real honest, real perspective. I try to share my struggles, the times when I've had a lot of debt and how I've had to maneuver through that. I talk a lot about mindset. And so I'm really just trying to reach people at these two different polar opposites through this really weird time and hope that somewhere in there, they can at least find a gem that helps them change their situation a little bit. But yeah, it's really hard. I mean, I never imagined we'd be in this place.
No. I would just one last question before we go. If you could snap your fingers and change the behavior of society at large, and let's focus on millennials, what behavior would you change if you could?
Wow. I would change two things. One, mindset, to know that it's okay to not have it all figured out yet. And two would be to just realize the power in literally tracking where you're spending your money. You can change your life just by doing that.
Thank you so much for your insight and for sharing this podcast with the world. It's great.
Thank you so much for having me. Such a pleasure.
Shauna Compton-Game is the host of Millennial Money. And by the way, when I said sharing the podcast, I meant hers, not mine, you big people making me all. She is a certified financial planner. She's been hosting this podcast practically since the beginning of time in podcast land.